There were some
different approaches to education that are taken every year, and I think this year one of them involves we're used to grades for students, but not so much grades for how the schools themselves perform.
Yes, Dean, that's an interesting consideration, and one that we are definitely looking at and considering legislation for. I'm reminded even this morning in a committee hearing when a witness for the Missouri NEA testified and was unable to answer a question about the relationship between the funding for public education and student outcomes. Apparently, there hasn't been much of a concern about looking at that. You know, as a parent, that's, I guess, my primary concern is student outcomes. The budget becomes almost secondary to whether or not that my children or my grandchildren are being effectively prepared, both for the workforce, to be successful in family relationships, parenting, involvement in the community, and so on. In Florida, some time ago, they went to what they call a building grading system, not just by district, but by individual schools, and they grade those schools by A through F, A, B, C, D, F. That's different than the way Missouri rates our schools now. First of all, we don't use the ABC type grading, but we also grade districts rather than individual schools. One area of the state, there is a relatively large school district that is rated very high, but within that school district is a elementary school with only 25.5% of their students reading at grade level. Now, there's no way for parents to know that because the district is graded well. If we were to move to the system similar to what Florida has, then that school would be clearly underperforming, and the parents would know it was underperforming. In the A to F grading system, what we have is a very efficient and effective way to inform parents. I think virtually everyone would agree. One of the things that has a very positive impact on any child's education is the involvement of that child's parents. Certainly an intact family is a big instance, but you can't always have control of that, but you can develop ways to involve parents more actively in the education of their children. One of those ways is to give parents information about how the schools are doing so they can look into it further. If their school is graded an F or a D or even a B or a C, some parents that would otherwise not pay much attention to education may want to know some answers. They may get to know their teachers better, the superintendents better. They may be questioning their students, their children, about what they see as the problems at the school. So the approach that Florida used was to not only advertise the grade of each of their schools on the internet, but also to send out flyers in the children's backpacks to make sure that information was available in multiple areas so that parents knew what was going on. Some of the schools would put their grades on the marquees outside the schools, and they especially would do that if they got those grades up. The way those grades are done, by the way, Dean, is not just on a standard measure that we might normally see in education. It's a measure of year-to-year student outcomes, and that's why I was a little disappointed this morning when that MNEA witness could not identify a relationship between spending and outcome, is because that's what we're interested in, is those outcomes.
I would imagine you talk about a district that's relatively good in terms of district performance, but there's that one building. I would imagine that's probably true in every situation where even some of the worst districts may have a building or two, just like there's always that one or two teachers that they seem to shine above the rest.
That's exactly right, and that's probably a good analogy for it, is that we would, as parents, we would like to know how our students are doing, how our teachers, the teachers that are teaching our students are doing, not just how the overall institution is doing. And by advertising those grades, the parents do get involved. Oklahoma adopted a system similar to that, and just a few months, in fact, it was the week after their first issue of grades, there were 675,000 hits on their website of parents and grandparents, who knows? I mean, we can't identify that, but 675,000 hits increased to their website checking on those grades. So we do know it involves parents. We do know that schools improve because there's significant evidence in Florida and in other states that have gone to the ABCDF grading system that those schools do improve. Once the word's out that a particular building is deficient, those who are in charge of that building go to work to improve the student outcomes. And it's effective for them, it's effective for the students, and it's encouragement to the parents. And I think we need something like that in Missouri.